A little summary of OOCSS, as I like to explain it to people. This is a set of principles Nicole Sullivan came up with, and I'd like to explain the context that she was actually consulting to Yahoo and Facebook. And you can imagine the kind of growth that these companies would have is it leads people to end up creating the same headers and the same logos and dialogues, probably time and again. Anyone who is creating a new app for Facebook, like the photo app or the contacts app, they'll probably, you know, cutting and pasting little bits of CSS. You know how these things go. It's easier in the short term to just cut and paste, fork the whole thing, and just end up with your own style sheet that's got slight variations of things. And so she was really helping them to clean up, as I understand it, their style sheets and, you know, simplify them, make them nicely, smoothly software engineered. And a couple of principles that arose from this were really, I think these principles are really about using the force of CSS, the way that the web and CSS specifically were intended to be used. And which is to say, the first really principle here is about using classes, right? So we tend to design things by default using IDs. And I do explain that in my own work, I've really shifted since coming across OOCSS, which really isn't rocket science in the general sense, but actually in practice, it has actually changed how I've worked because I'm actually using classes now as my default situation. So anytime I create a new element, even if it's just going to be a throwaway app, I by default will actually make that a dot element, right? So if I'm going to have a sign up form, I'll create a dot sign up. If I'm going to have a shopping cart, I'm going to call it dot cart. I'm not going to call it hash cart. I'm not going to make that an ID because later on I might want another one. I might want to use it somewhere else. And I want that style sheet to still be relevant. And the analogy here is kind of interesting. It's actually singleton. And I sort of came up with this idea in a talk yesterday, but I was talking about OOCSS and it occurred to me that, you know, this is really like Singleton in the Gamma and colleagues' design patterns book, Gang of Four, when they introduced the Singleton pattern. It's the idea that you only have one instance of a particular class and you kind of enforce that in the code. I later read an interview, I think it was with John Vlasidis, and they asked him, what was there any pattern or anything you regret about the design patterns book, and he actually said it was the singleton pattern. He actually regretted putting the singleton pattern in because singleton is kind of an anti-pattern in his view, the way he expressed it at the time, in the sense that you often do end up wanting to use this class in more than one situation, as more than one instance in your application. And so it's kind of the same way with CSS. You might create a login form and you think, why would I ever want two login forms on the same page? But then later on, you might come up with a reason where you want to have a light box appear when the user performs some action that requires login. So you end up with the standard login sitting somewhere in a corner and then this light box login appearing somewhere else. And you don't want to have to recode the whole thing. You don't want to call one hash basic login and the other one call it hash lightbox login. You want to be able to reuse a lot of the same properties. So that's why you use classes by default. And use IDs, sure, for later on for performance optimizations, but as much as possible, default first to using classes and only later specialize with hashes and IDs for performance reasons more than anything else. A second pattern that's really important here is the whole idea of avoiding class hierarchies. So if something is having a certain property, if you're going to say, this is what a login box looks like, or this is what our logo looks like, it should be the same everywhere. That's kind of just consistent look and feel from a user experience point of view. So again, that's kind of using CSS the way it was intended to use. And so that's why one of the other principles that Nicole Sullivan talks about is avoiding those hierarchies as much as possible. So the principle is keep things flat, use classes in the first instance, and just, you know, have these flat open rules like dot badge, dot logo right out the front without any classes behind them, and then later specialize if you need to customize the thing in a certain context wherever it might appear in a certain user interface element. That's OOCSS at a very brief nutshell. Thank you.